And that's the time of year you catch them big loads of fish. At this time of year, they haven't got no roe in them, and they done spawned it out all the roe, and they mostly small mullets. And the next thing about it, when they get like that in summertime, they scatter up, one here, one yonder, one here, one yonder. Well, you can't, you get this scattered, you can't only catch no big bunches of them. But in the run season, they're together, they bunch up, you know.
So they can run right in your net?
Yeah, you bunch up right there, and you can take them in about 2,000 or 3,000 in a bunch. But this time of year, you catch 10 or 15, 20 or 30 or 40 a run. Sometimes you may get up to 100 or 150. Well, that's sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But this time of year is bad fishing, summertime, spring of the year and summer. And June, July, like that, men mostly just on this coast quit mullet fishing and go inside to doing something else because they're so scarce you can't catch them.
What time of day do they go out?
Well, they go out mostly any time of day. They don't have no particular time, only they wake on the tides. Some of them, we got fishermen wake fish in the day and we got fishermen fish at night.
It doesn't seem to make any difference.
Well, yes and no. I tell you the reason why I say that. We got people nowadays that don't fish like they used to. They use these fast boats, which you run your net off your boat with. They use the daytime fishing. They got what we call a bird dog boat. It flies on that water. They can take in a bunch of fish, but mostly they got to run it. They catch the most of their fish in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take the fishing with using a dropping net, what we call it, running it off the boat with a polo.
With a what?
A polo, no. Got a boat pole with you pole your boat with.
Uh-huh.
Well, now they fish mostly at night. And they fish, they catch a lot of fish. And they catch, on average, they make more money in a year than these fellas with them bird dogs.
This bird dog is a small boat?
Well, it's a big boat. It's about 18 to 20 foot long. Got a motor set right up in the front of it and a net on the back of it. They can run around a bunch of fish. They can get out there and run 200 yards a net or 300 yards net off a boat before you can get straight in on them poling nets. So
usually you have a big boat and then a little boat goes out to stretch the net out, or what?
Well, and some, that's right. That's the best way. And mostly of them now fishing just one boat. But you take a fellow what you call a drop net fisherman. He uses a big boat and a little boat. He have his big boat to tow him out to his fishing ground. And he put his anchor's big boat and let it stay there. So when he get in that little boat, and then he go off by himself and he take that little boat and go off. And that's what you call strike fishing. He'll strike here, he'll take up there, and then he'll go off here and make another strike. He'll go over here and make another strike.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he do it. Then when he get tired, fish is tired out, he take a little kick and crank your little boat up and go back to his big boat.
He has a little gas, a little engine?
No, 3 to 4 horse kick on a boat.
Uh-huh.
But you take these bird dogs, they got them 50s and 40s and 50s and 60 horsepower kickers on them.
Uh-huh.
Them's gonna go through the water like an airplane.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it is. They don't need no two boats. They just use one boat with them bird dogs, we call them. But fellow with the small kicker, just a cam back and forth to his big boat. Well, he used a little small kicker, he run up in the front of his boat, right on the side of his boat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call a drop net fisherman. He make a strike here, he beat our chin, he take us net up, and he go on and make another strike. He sometime he go taking these fish away from his boat a mile or 2 miles away from his boat. Fish striking like that. Then when he get tired or get through fishing, he take and get on his barge or boat, crank up a little kicking, he go on back to his boat with it.